Good afternoon. We continue to monitor an intense lake effect snow band immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. It's beginning to oscillate a bit still. Portions of the Tug Hill Plateau and the central Adirondacks are still picking up accumulating snow, and some of it heavy. Farther downstream in the Champlain Valley and the parts of northeastern New York and central and northern Vermont, flurries and snow showers will be persistent today with little accumulation. And the rest of the region will feature more in the way of in and out sunshine and mostly sunny skies, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern portions of New England. In these areas, high temperatures will reach the middle and upper 30s, while most everyone else will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s with blustery weather throughout the rest of the day. We'll continue to see a blustery evening and overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies, still a few flurries passing by as lows drop back into the teens. This will set us up for a mostly dry weekend. Couple flurries on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, still a bit breezy, but less wind in the upper 20s, and with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control, lower 30s and dry on Sunday. By Monday, a new front will head in our direction with increasing clouds and the chance of a few rain showers as milder air flows in out ahead of this system, pushing us into the mid-40s. This system will stall over top of us with the risk of a few showers on Tuesday as highs reach into the upper 40s before a more potent wave of low pressure heads our way for Wednesday. Like so many times this winter right now, it looks like this system will pass to our west, pushing mild air in place with rain on Wednesday and highs in the lower 50s before turning colder behind the system on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that lake effect snow event will continue downwind from Lakes Erie and Ontario through Saturday. Blizzard warnings remain in place. Snow totals with this event will reach up to 48 inches by the weekend. Over the northern Rockies, meanwhile, to the northern High Plains, another storm will bring a quick round of rain and mixed precipitation across the central plains. And temperatures will be mainly colder than average for the eastern half of the country, with warmer than average readings for the western half through tomorrow morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 63, set in 1903, and the record low, 10 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:43 p.m., 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few flurries and snow showers in the snow belts and highs in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Sunday. Increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers Monday in the mid-40s. A chance of showers Tuesday in the upper 40s. And a good chance of rain on Wednesday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few snow showers Thursday. Temperatures dropping back through the 40s and 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.